Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Could you be more of a bee about it?
Pick one.
It was just cold in here. That you're just on that side. You want to switch? I'll go over there. I'll be the thermostat adjuster and you run all the equipment in this place. You want to switch?
No, I'm okay.
I'm coming over right now. Let's go.
I'm okay.
I'll switch. No?
Who's going to press the buttons?
I just need you to pick a temperature.
Well, no, it was freezing cold in here, and now there's just like heat cascading down on top of me. Maybe it's because I'm really nervous about what we're going to talk about. I need tips on how to get blood out of clothes.
Ooh, oh. I got you.
Murder mystery gal to the rescue.
Wow. Type 1 diabetic to the rescue.
Is that what it is?
Both.
You bleed?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Hack, you know what that's from?
No.
Oh come on.
We cannot be friends. I can't be friends with Aaron.
I've heard it a million times, but I don't know what it's from.
Dodgeball?
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Wow. I've seen it like 15 years ago. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, but that line didn't just hit you in the brain and go, I'm going to say that the rest of my life. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Okay. No, I always did. It's a bold move, Cotton.
That's another good one.
That's what stuck with me.
Is that from Dodgeball?
It is.
It's a one bold of the, move, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off.
The announcers. Yeah.
Actually, that's a hack, low key, because I was in speech and debate, and we did a mime group at like state speech or whatever. Okay. And whatever the premise they give you, because you don't know, right? You just show up, but it's kind of like improv, but it's mime, so you're not allowed to talk. Whatever you do, just turn it into a game and have two of the people like kind of commentating.
Oh.
And then it makes anything funny.
Oh.
That's the hack. So that's why it stuck with me. Are we off the rails yet?
We are completely off the rails. How many people, please, our text line is 303-222-5423. How many people are willing to get into a GoFundMe knowing that I need to get blood out of clothing? I need bail money. No, okay, here's what happened. My son is pretty much 18 years old and had his first bloody nose in his entire life today.
What happened? What happened to the other guy?
It's not that kind of bloody nose. It's the kind that just happens.
That's wild.
Okay.
Really?
So he's at his mom's house this week, but he swung by to pick up some glasses for his, it's Spirit Week or something, and they were dressed, this is, now, if we weren't off the rails before, it's dress as your favorite Christmas movie character.
So he wore glasses. Was he?
He's wearing gray sweatpants and a gray sweatshirt.
What's the movie with the train? The Polar Express.
No.
Dang it.
Gray sweatpants, gray sweatshirt, glasses.
Is he Tim Allen when he first becomes the Santa Claus? Does this look like a little weight to you, Doc?
Everyone is going to hate me when I tell you. He's Hans's brother. No, he's Carl's brother. In Die Hard, he's the first terrorist to be killed in Die Hard 1, which, yes, is a Christmas movie.
I haven't seen it.
We can't be friends.
I also haven't seen it. I don't watch holiday movies year-round. I don't think that doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Did you know that in Spider-Man, they eat Thanksgiving dinner? It's not a Thanksgiving movie. It's Spider-Man.
Which one?
The first one, the one with
the Toby,
with Toby and James Franco, yeah.
Yeah, now it is. Now it's a Thanksgiving movie.
It's not
because there's a shortage of Thanksgiving movies. Do you know the other Thanksgiving movies?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's one.
Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I actually don't know any of the other ones. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh,
it's just Spider-Man.
The real reason I'm bringing this up is, first off, he stops by my house to get some glasses, and he goes, "I had a little bloody nose." I'm like, "You all right?" He's like, "Cool." Drives all the way to school. Then I get a call from him at school, and he's like, "This is not a call you want from your son. My car's covered in blood. I'm covered in blood." And I'm like, what?
Okay.
He's covered in blood. The inside of his car was a crime scene because it was just going everywhere. So I'm like,
oh my God.
Why?
Because he's never had a bloody nose, and it was a little one at first, and then while he was driving to school, it just opened up. The floodgates opened up, and
whatever. Yeah, but it's not like a sprinkler system.
I don't know. But if you're like, he just panicked. I don't know what happened. I mean, when he got to my house, he eventually comes back to my house. He looked like he killed somebody. His hands,
really?
Up to the elbows, were covered in blood. His face was just, and now it's dried blood. So it's like that, like reddish brown.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. And I was going to take a picture of him. And I'm like, we can't post this.
No, but you could have sent it to us. I wanted
to. No, I'm not going
to
sit because you would have just make it your wallpaper.
No.
So. Immediately, as a good dad, I'm like, first thing, tilt your head back and put like cloth on it. So I text you guys, I text Erin specifically because she's WebMD and she's like, whatever you do, tell him not to tilt his head back. Why would you, TX, would you tilt your head back?
Absolutely. That's all I've ever heard. Because that would stop.
Heard?
Keep the blood from coming out. Yeah.
When somebody gets a bloody nose, somebody comes up. Yeah.
Squeeze it, pinch it.
Yeah. When you watch
I think you can still pinch like up above. Not the nostrils, but up above.
Just above the nostrils is what when I finally decided to. But like boxing match. He's sitting down and what do they do?
Tilts his head up.
Yes.
Exactly. Tilt it back. That's all I've
ever
heard too.
Tell me why you think I'm stupid, Erin.
Because that's been disproven.
No,
it's like
say
the
what
thing
you
to
said.
Do. Do you want blood in your stomach?
Yeah. How would the blood get in your stomach anymore?
You swallow it. It goes up your nose and back and then down and you swallow it.
So what are you supposed to do? Are you just supposed to lean forward? Like let it all out?
It turns
like how do you stop it?
If you go to WebMD, once the panic stops, yes, you lean forward.
What?
You sit. One, you sit. Because apparently you just want your blood to just, you want to stop.
You want to be still.
And you want to stop freaking out. He was, when I was talking to him, he was like a water wiggle. He was he was so freaked out and just the blood was coming out at an exponential rate. I'm like, I don't know if we go back or forward, but like, calm down.
Okay. All right.
And then you sit and then lean forward a little bit and then pinch above the nostril and you have to hold it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And then when he let it go, when he let it go, a clot thing fell out of his nose and he saved it for me. And I have brought it in.
No, you didn't.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.